Good morning. Oh, it's working. Good. You know, it's kind of blind touching that button, so. And I was warned not to go to the bathroom with it on, so. Don't know if that's happened, but I'm going to remember. All right, so like you said, my name is Kara Lear, and I'm with the Pregnancy Help Center of Manteca. I know most of you guys in the room, but I'm going to pretend I don't, and that you don't know me, and you don't know anything about the Pregnancy Help Center, okay? So. Just erase your memories. Okay, so first of all, the Pregnancy Help Center of Manteca has been in business since 1988. We are a pro-life ministry. We offer several free services, like free pregnancy test. That's gonna come back later, so remember that, free pregnancy test. We have like baby materials like diapers and wipes and blankets and all of the stuff that you need when you have a baby. We have maternity clothes. We offer an Earn While You Learn program, which is parenting classes, and you earn baby bucks, and then you spend the baby bucks in the mommy store. Great. We have services for men. We have services for grandparents. We have services for, I see that. It's taking my picture. We have services for even foster parents. So occasionally a foster parent will get a baby and that's it. Nothing else comes with that baby. They can come to us and get free diapers and wipes and things. So part of my story, why I ever went to the pregnancy center was I got pregnant and it was a surprise. She's right there. It wasn't a great time. My husband was actually literally driving to Florida for a job, so he wasn't even in the state. I was living with Mike and Lori. That's a fun story. And we didn't have health insurance. And so in order to get Medi-Cal, I had to prove I was pregnant, which meant I had to go somewhere and get a pregnancy, you know, form that said, yes, you're pregnant. Now you can get health insurance. And I didn't know about the pregnancy center, and so I went to Planned Parenthood. And I went in, I paid my $28 donation, because that was a requirement. It's a donation, though. And then at the end, she said, you're pregnant, and I was like, duh, that's why I'm here. And then she said, was it a planned pregnancy? And I said, no. And she said, okay, let me make you an appointment. And she turned to her computer. And it took me about a split second for me to be like, wait, what? No. I want to keep my baby. I just need the proof of pregnancy. And she said, okay, here you go. Have a nice day. And that was it. And I left, called Brian, who was by that point in Florida. And I was like, what the heck? Like, if I had been a teenager, there was no counseling. There was no, here's your resources. Here we can go get free stuff. Sign up for WIC, none of that. It was just unplanned, have an abortion. That was it. And honestly, if I had been a teenager, I would have just gone along with it because I was super naive and I would have just assumed that they had my best interest in mind. So anyways, so I was really upset and I started doing some research and then I came across the pregnancy center. But at the time, their website was super bad. I'm sorry for the board members that were on board members then too. It was super bad. And it, I mean, we had a Virgin Mary on it praying and like a Catholic prayer for ending abortion. And I was just like, oh no, that's not for me. So I didn't go. I was just like, they won't want me because I'm not Catholic. So that's the first step of my story. And I'll tell you more later. So, I was asked today to come and talk about loving our community, and when I first heard it, I was like, okay, loving your community equals serving your community, right? And then I started second-guessing myself, and I was like, oh, what if there's, like, other ways to love your community? So I Googled it, because that's what I do. I Google everything, and I was right. All the articles, except for one hippie one that was like, you need to cleanse the aura of your community. All agreed that the way you love your community is serve in your community. And so then I was like, okay, so what does the Bible say about serving your community? A lot. Like an overwhelming amount, a lot. Like, there was tons of Bible verses. And so I just picked one. It might be behind me. No, it's not. Okay. Now it is. Okay, so I'm just going to read it, and then I'm going to go forward from there. So in John 13, 12 through 14, it says, when he being Jesus, had washed their feet and put his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, and I'm going to read it kind of sassy because I feel like Jesus was being a little sassy at this point. Do you understand what I have done for you or to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Guys, we are called to serve. Jesus basically said, I served you, now you go serve other people. I mean, come on. He said so. And he's the boss. So at the pregnancy center, I get asked all the time, what do you need at the pregnancy center? How can I serve you? You guys ready for a little truth bomb? Your time, your money. That's the most truthful answer. And side note, that's probably the most truthful answer for all ministries and nonprofits. They want your time and they want your money. The problem is, nobody ever wants to hear that. When somebody asks me those questions, they want me to say, I need diapers, I need wipes, I need baby clothes. And for some reason, everybody wants to give me blankets. Please don't give me blankets. We do not need them. They just want something easy, something that they can just one time and do. And that's because time and money are valuable. And people don't like to give up their valuables, do they? No, I don't like to give up my valuables. Money, at least, is still kind of easy. I mean, it's like a one-time check or here's my credit card. But time is priceless. Time, you can't get back after you give it away. But here's the thing. When somebody donates something to the center, money, or most of the time baby items, they come in, they hand over the stuff, I smile, I say thank you, I hand them a donation form. Maybe if they have time, I give them a tour of the building, which you guys are all welcome to come and have anytime. And then they go on their way. And for that person, probably feels great about what they did. And they should, because they did something nice. But then that's it. After they leave, the serotonin levels drop. That good, happy feeling fades away. But for my volunteers, they come on their weekly schedule. They get to know the clients. They get to help the clients during their struggles. They get to hold their hands. They get to pray with her. They get to see her grow. They get to help her in her parenting classes. This thing is keep going up. Okay. They help her spend the baby bucks in the mommy store where the stuff that other person donated is at. And she also feels good about what she's doing, right? The difference is that doesn't go away. As one of my volunteers said, when you work at the pregnancy center, you get the feels, you know, it's constantly happening because that she does that with one client and then two clients, then three clients, you know, so that serotonin level is always there. And not only does she help somebody feel better about themselves, she feels better because she's being changed on a deeper level. And that's because when you invest your time and give yourself to other people or other causes, you're not just making the community better, you're fulfilling the role that God has for you. I'm not saying it will always be happy because there are a lot of hard days. But during those hard times when you just want to cry because something has happened, you grow and you learn. At the Pregnancy Help Center, volunteers are extremely important. I said earlier we opened in 1988. That's for 34 years. And of that 34 years, the first 28 were completely run by volunteers. That's just people giving their time and their love to the community. most of you guys know for the last, it's like been 10, 12 years, the center has kind of been working towards going medical. And about 4.5 years ago, I turned in the application to go medical. And this month we decided, and if you're a donor or on our mailing list, you're going to get a letter, a very long letter about this. But we decided to end the medical process. There was many reasons, and in that letter, they're all spelled out. And I would be happy to discuss those reasons afterwards. Not right now, please. But basically, the main reason was funding was down and costs were up, and it came down to survival. Do we still want to be here? Can we still be here if we continue this process? And it came down to no. It was draining us. But one of the reasons that's not on that letter but was pretty heavy is we didn't have the staff to continue moving forward. It takes a lot. We are a business, and it takes a lot of people to make our business run. Like I said earlier, volunteers are our lifeblood of our ministry, and right now we just don't have the volunteers. COVID did a number on us. People are still afraid to come back. We had people move out of state. We had people pass away. Like, it's just life. Life happened, and now our numbers are a little bit low. But the volunteers I do have are making a huge impact in their community. They're loving people left and right, and just loving life. And like I said earlier, we are called to serve. And that's why they're so happy. It's because they're fulfilling that need to love their community. And don't forget, like, Jesus told us to. Not only did he tell us to, but he did serve others. Like, literally to death. Like, he died for serving us. So, I'm not trying to give you guys a guilt trip. I mean, I hope it's working if I am, but everyone is busy, and I know. So, the rest of my story of how I got to the center was I obviously had a baby, right? She's adorable. But I was busy, and I heard the pregnancy center needed a volunteer, and I kind of was just like, yeah, I should do that, but I'm busy. I have other things to do. I have a baby. And then it came up again, and then it came up again, and then it came up again. And finally, I was just like, fine, I'll do it. And so I went down, and it was like they were ready for me. First of all, they thought I was pregnant because I looked younger. And they were like, oh, and I was like, no, I'm just here to volunteer. And man, did they had me signed up for the advocate class, which is the training to work with the clients. I was like hit the ground running. And that was, May of 2010. So 12 years ago, and I'm still there. So during the time I volunteered, I had 3 children. My husband at one point was in the CHP Academy. I was taking classes at one point, and I was working part-time. So I get it. It's hard. Being busy, it's hard, right? But I recently was just told that by a pastor that the devil likes it when we're busy, because then we don't notice things that we should be noticing and doing things that we should be doing. So anyways, just going to let that simmer for a little bit. Okay. But what I'm trying to say is if you were not giving of yourself and giving your time to somewhere, you're missing out, dude. I mean, I have not ever regretted going to the center. Yes, I've had bad days, and there's been times where I was like, I don't know if I could do this anymore. But I've had way many more happy times. I don't regret it. And I have grown, and I've learned, and I've helped. Okay, this sounds boastful. I don't mean it that way. But I've helped so many people that I hope will remember what I did to them or for them, and they'll turn around and do it for somebody else. Now, again, if you're not serving somewhere, church, youth coach, Boys and Girls Club, you're missing out. You're not fulfilling the plan that God has for you, because he wants you to be serving. He wants you to be connected to your community. Connecting to your community and serving and loving somebody or somewhere is what we're called to do. And again, I don't want you to think I'm saying everybody has to come to the center, because you might not be called to come to the center. There's tons of places. Your church here could probably use you. So there are questions on your table. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get to it. And then I'll come back up if there's time. And well, maybe you guys can share. But go ahead. Have fun. Thank you.